This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
With Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough. Let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right. Welcome to Saturday. Kevin McCullough, couldn't be happier than to have you with us. We got a huge show tonight. And friends, part of the reasons it's so huge is because you're the star. You're the star tonight. I have zero guests booked. I intend to speak to you. I want to hear from you. I want to know your thoughts as we kind of progress through the evening of the first Saturday night broadcast after the Supreme Court said it will not take the Texas case. And we've all been advised now to just throw in the towel, just pack up, go home. It's all over. It's all done. There were several thousand people demonstrating in Washington, D.C. today that felt differently than that. And there are a number of legal experts all over social media tonight that are saying, no, we have not thrown in the towel yet. That we're not anywhere near. In fact, the president tweeted out, we've not yet begun to fight. So I don't want you to hold your head in shame and discouragement tonight. Friends, we've had a little bit of a setback in some of the court cases, but we're not anywhere near being finished with this thing yet. Anyway, welcome into a Saturday. Glad to have you with us. I've got so much to tell you about. We've got a very big show next week. I want you to put it on your calendar. We have got an extraordinary Christmas special where we're going to say Merry Christmas with great pride and delight throughout the whole evening. But we have got a stellar lineup for you. We have got Keith and Kristen Getty. We have got Zach and Maggie White. We've got Sally Lloyd-Jones and Eric Metaxas and the Piano Guys and Sam Robson and so many more. And we have been working on putting this thing together for the last month, and I'm so excited to roll it out for you next week. I hope that you will be with us for a very special Christmas. A special Christmas. One Special Christmas is the name of the broadcast, and it's going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal thing. A little bit later on, I'm also going to update you on what we did last week. I asked you to help us hit our goal, go beyond our goal to liberate slaves with Christian Solidarity International. Boy, did you ever answer the call. I can't wait to give you the great news related to that a little bit later as well. I wanted you to see this clip today from the Army-Navy game. Now, normally Army-Navy is a huge, huge goings-on in our family. Somehow, we got conned into watching the Home Alone marathon by the kids. And stop laughing. You've obviously never had a 10 and an 8-year-old beg you to watch the Home Alone Christmas marathon. So we did one, and then we did two, and everybody in the house was ready to kill each other at the end of those. So we went out and tortured the town that we live in. Hey, what better way to just, you know, put a perfect cherry on the Sunday of today? But I wanted you to see this because in all of this backlash and, you know, swell of support for Joe Biden and all the stuff that we're being told about, I don't know that the media covered this, but I wanted you to see how Donald Trump was received. President Donald Trump was received when he stepped on the football field at the Army-Navy game today. Roll this tape. Take a look at this. He's being announced, and as he comes out, you hear the crowd. And just let this sink in. Just roll the video here. Now keep listening. Keep listening. Watch what happens here. Okay, so for me, and I don't know if the camera can zoom in close enough, the hairs are standing on my arm. Because we've been told for the last, several 4 years that this guy's the biggest disaster and the biggest problem and the biggest, mistake and all. We've been told all the reasons why the Orange Man bad is just horrible and terrible and can't be trusted and all the rest. Did you hear that? The fighting men and women of this country, the Army cadets and the shipmen of the Naval Academy, those men and women today sent a very boisterous vote of support for the commander-in-chief that I personally think won the election on November 3rd. I believe that he won a huge election on November 3rd. We may not be able to finish the investigations in time to prove that before the next administration is supposed to start, but I will never relent in my mind that Donald J. Trump won an enormous re-election victory on November the 3rd. We will get to the bottom of why the votes looked like they did when they did, and we're going to talk about a lot of that tonight, actually. You're going to hear from Sidney Powell coming up. You're going to hear from a man by the name of Patrick Colbeck, who is a former state representative, state assembly member, or state senator for the state of Michigan. He's got some things to say about why a forensic test that was carried out on the Anne Arundel County voting machines. You remember Anne Arundel County? Just a few weeks ago on this very show, we showed you the first video clips of the Republican Party in Anne Arundel County discovering that somebody had switched 6,000 votes from Trump's column over to Biden. And then after that, we found out all these things about a company called Dominion that we had never heard of before. And out of that discussion about Anne Arundel County and Dominion machines, then we found out all these things about 47 other counties in the state of Michigan. And then we found out about 1,600 other counties in 30 states across the country. And funny enough, oddly enough, wildly, coincidentally enough, those Dominion machines were used in all of the swing states, and not just in the swing states, but in the very cities where the unexplained massive 100% to none vote came in at like 2 a.m. in 6 different states at the same time, with hundreds of thousands of ballots that didn't have signatures that could be verified, and they didn't have to test them against anything. And in some places that we saw on videotape last week, they re-ran a batch 2 or 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times in Atlanta, Georgia, after they kicked out all of the election officials and sent everybody home for the night. They just kept adding them through. The Dominion machines allowed all of them to do that. Friends, the reason we found out about Dominion was because of Anne Arundel County in Michigan and the original 6,000 vote switch. That was where we found out about all of it. And last Sunday, 7 days ago tomorrow, there was a third party, objective party, outside party, not the Democrats, not the Republicans, that did a forensic audit of 22 of the Dominion voting machines in Anne Arundel County. Now, we were supposed to get the results of those forensic tests in about 48 hours after they had been done. Have you heard about them? Have you seen the forensic results? No. You know why you haven't found out about them? Because the Attorney General for the state of Michigan went to court to prevent the disclosure of what the forensic audit found. Now, I don't claim to be a smart guy or a lawyer or anything like that, but seems to me if the forensic audit didn't turn up anything fishy, and your election, which you're trying to get certified and trying to get the electors sent to the Electoral College, it seems like if everything's on the up and up, you wouldn't have any problem at all releasing the forensic audit results, would you? So why are they not allowing that in Michigan? We're going to have to talk about that a little bit later tonight. Also, Sidney Powell. Everybody's written her off already. That's really stupid, by the way. This is the woman that took on the deep state and got General Mike Flynn found innocent when the FBI, the crooked guys at the top brass at the FBI, had convinced everyone that that he was guilty of some things. She was the one that actually got him released and got him freed, got him liberated. Well, she's not gone anywhere.
She's been working harder than you can believe in the last number of weeks, and we're going to let you hear from her personally over the course of this hour while we take your calls as to what she's finding and what you think about it. But here's kind of the big question tonight. The Supreme Court declined to take the Texas case. By the way, the president announced today that he's going to file proper standing cases against the four states that the Texas case sued against, and they expect those cases to make their way back to the Supreme Court eventually, but they're doing it state by state. So that those arguments aren't yet dead. But what I want to know from you is all the smart people, they're all saying stop fighting. It's inevitable. Just give up. Just let Joe Biden be the coronated president, and just live to fight another day. 4 years from now, come on back and fight then. Is that where you want? Is that what you want, America? 888. I'm sorry. 888-340-3373 to get on the phone tonight, to get on the show. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I want to have no guests but you tonight. I want to hear from the American people. Television, radio, streaming, all across the country, your voices count. I want to put them on the air so that we can hear what you have to say, and we will start taking your calls when we come back here on Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, live from New York. Don't go anywhere. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough, you've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Guam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, welcome back from New York. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And we are feeling a bit festive. I've even got the holiday lights on in the studio tonight. And we're looking forward to next week's big Christmas special that we've been working on for a number of weeks for you in regards to that. I hope you'll join us. I might even wear my Christmas bow tie. Who knows? I mean, if you want to really see me put myself out there. There you go. Next week, Christmas bow tie Kev will be back. Anyway, welcome back. Taking your calls, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And we're talking about the evidence. We're talking about the election. We're talking about what is still happening by way of the process here in America and whether or not it is wise for the president to continue to fight. I have been inundated with legal opinion after legal opinion and listener and follower and tweeter and Facebooker and everybody else coming back and saying, hey, we're just getting started. And then the president himself today said, we've just begun to fight. I played for you that moving clip of him walking onto the field earlier today at the Army-Navy game, which is always a big deal in this house. How I got conned out of not seeing it today, I'm still a little beside myself on that. But before we go to the calls, I wanted you to hear this first cut from Sidney Powell. Sidney, by the way, Lou Dobbs deserves a Pulitzer because he's going against the tide, even within the building at Fox News. But he's dedicated his platform, his show on Fox Business Channel to be a place where the truth is going to be told. And he brought Sidney Powell back this week, and he asked her to basically give us the latest on where she's at with what this is. Take a look at this first clip. It's a good summary of what she has.
Lou, they designed and developed the Smartmatic and Dominion programs and machines that include a controller module that allows people to log in and manipulate the vote even as it's happening. We're finding more and more evidence of this. We now have reams and reams of actual documents from Smartmatic and Dominion, including evidence that they planned and executed all of this. We know that $400 million of money came into Smartmatic from China only a few weeks before the election, that there are George Soros connections to the entire endeavor. Lord Malik Brown was part of it, along with the other people. Lou, they designed and developed the Smartmatic and Dominion program. People from Dominion, Eric Coomers, the person who also holds patents on some of the software and was operating out of the Denver office, I believe. We know that one of the Smartmatic people has went to Tarrant County, Texas, and turned that county blue after having been an executive with Smartmatic, and all of a sudden this one election, Tarrant County is purportedly blue. We have evidence of how they flipped the votes, how it was designed to flip the votes. And
okay, so that's a bit of her summary there. Coming back to me in the studio here, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. What I don't hear in Sidney Powell's voice is that she's going anywhere. And I don't care if they install Biden as the presidential stooge in a few days. You can do that. We are, if America allows this to go, if we allow this to be let go of, we will never get a free and fair election again. So when she says she has reams and reams and growing mounds and mountains of evidence, by the way, Sidney Powell is not someone that lies. This is, if let me put it this way. If you were involved in the wrongdoing, you better darn well start lawyering up. And by the way, some of them are. The Smartmatic buildings have been vacated. Eric Coomer's gone missing. There's a number of very questionable questions that are being asked as it relates to all of this. But let's take some of your calls and see where we're at with all of it. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. What do you believe the president should do at this point? When the Supreme Court kicked back Texas yesterday on a 9-0 issue as it related to the standing question, and then 7-2 on standing. It was 9-0 to reject taking the case. That's a pretty significant. I mean, all of Trump's people voted, all the judges he put in there voted against it. But that doesn't mean that the arguments are bad. It just means that Texas was the wrong one to bring it. Now the president's administration legal team is working with the Texas folks to place this suit in a more standing-friendly posture as they look to go back. We'll see what happens there. Let's go to line one. Frank is calling us from Des Moines, Iowa tonight, listening there on 99.3 FM. Frank, are you with us?
Yes, long time no hear.
Good to have you back, Frank.
It takes common sense. First thing I would do, any ballot that just has a vote for Joe Biden and nobody else down ballot, that ballot should be immediately cast out, because it doesn't stand up to credibility that Biden has no coattails. They've so far only flipped one seat in the Senate. They lost multiple House seats, and they've lost House seats all over in individual states across the country. How
right.
did this happen? And Biden doesn't have a coattail.
Frank, I'll do you one better, because maybe there was, and thanks for the call. We're getting some weird busy signals there. Let me just do you one better on that. So you're talking about the single race ballots that came in, and the only race that was voted in was president. Let's assume that there are some very, very low information voters that may have gone that route and said, you know, I only care about voting in the presidential race. If they have a legal signature on that ballot, and that legal signature matches the ballot envelope, and the one on the ballot envelope matches the one that's in the voter registration system that they can match, you get those three signatures to match, I'm okay with letting that ballot stand. But you have hundreds of thousands of non-signature validated ballots that were allowed to stand. In Detroit, in Philadelphia, in Atlanta, in Las Vegas, in Phoenix, hundreds of thousands of ballots that in all intents and purposes could have just been printed on a copy machine in the back of the room. There's no signatures on them, or the signatures don't match anything, or the signatures weren't even required to be looked at. And the envelopes that have the signatures on them that they were supposed to be comparing them to, a bunch of those got thrown away. Let's start with that. If you don't have a valid signature, the closest thing we have to voter ID in the country, if it's not somewhat reasonably matching what is on file, we need to be done with that, like yesterday. All right, Zeke, I see you in Las Cruces, New Mexico. You hold on. Ron is in Louisiana. They both want to give me their thoughts on this. As soon as we have a phone line open, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Thousands of you have joined us on the stream tonight. Hundreds of millions of you have access to us through your television. Hundreds and thousands of you have access to us from radio tonight. We are just grateful to be with you. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. You're my guest tonight. I want to know your thoughts. Is it time for Trump to throw in the towel and say, well, we lost Texas, it's all done? Or does he, as he said today on Twitter, only begun to fight? Coming right back from New York, Kevin McCullough. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first shipments of a COVID vaccine are expected to head out the door on Sunday. Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine received an emergency use approval from the FDA on Friday and added the support of the CDC on Saturday. Officials with Operation Warp Speed say the first doses should reach 145 locations across the country by Monday. So with vaccinations set to begin, how long before the virus is under control? Dr. Ugar Sahin is the chairman of Pfizer's vaccine research partner, BioNTech. He tells Fox News that with these vaccines, it should only take a matter of months to get the pandemic under control.
We know that we have a solution, and we know that we can produce many doses of vaccines, and we know that there will be also other vaccines which have shown efficacy. And therefore people, we should be confident that we will be able to control this disease and the pandemic latest end of next summer.
This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is it Landmark? All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. Phone lines are jammed. We have tens of thousands of you more than normal on social media tonight streaming it. The TV channel's active. All of our radio stations are active. Thank you, WPG and KMET and all the great radio stations that are taking us coast to coast. And thank you to everyone else that is joining us from any place on planet Earth that you may be. We are grateful that you're here. 888-340-3373. Let me give you just a little bit more of Sidney Powell talking about the evidence that she is still gathering daily, 24/7. Her team is working 24/7, and some of the compartmentalizing and organizing and getting it all set I don't care who's going to be sworn in. I do care. But it doesn't matter who's going to be sworn in on January 20th. Sidney Powell is like a dog on a bone right now. She is not letting this thing go. She can't let this thing go. Even if Biden sits as president, we've got to figure it out and ferret out all the wrongdoing that was done here. And here's a little bit more of what she's uncovered.
We are still reviewing the massive amount of documents that we have, but we have communications between them and all different kinds of messages that indicate their involvement in it. It's a massive amount of additional information to go through that's only been in our hands a short time, but we will be producing more and more of it. It will be coming out more by the day. And also the connections with the Chinese and other countries that were attacking us in this massive cyber Pearl Harbor, as we called it.
Well, and that's the perfect name for it, too. If you think about what happened here, if you think about it, if it was Soros and the Chinese and they were using the Dominion software and you had Dominion personnel in Detroit, which we know were there, if they were in Atlanta, which we know they were there, if they were in Philadelphia, which we know they were there, and you actually have the ability to turn votes from one into the other almost without a recognition. That's why this forensic audit that went down in Anne Arundel County, Michigan last week is so important. And it's certainly why, in the public interest, the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, has an obligation to the voters of Michigan, but more importantly than that, the voters of the entire United States, to reveal transparently what the results of those audits turned up. They're making up some sort of excuse like it's going to jeopardize election security for the next election. When? In 2 years? Stop it. Just stop it. All right, let's go back to the call. Zeke is calling from Las Cruces, New Mexico on line two. Hello, Zeke. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. What's your thought?
So my thoughts, basically, I feel like the voter fraud is a bit redundant at this point, because most Trump supporters, we all know that the fraud, I mean, like you said, every day more and more coming out. I think we all get that at this point. And the main thing is that we know SCOTUS, I never trusted them from the beginning. I didn't. You can check out my posts on Facebook and all over Parler. I never really trusted them. So I'm not surprised. But what I think is going on is that he's walking us through how this fraud came about. The institutional corruption, the DOJ, the CIA, freaking SCOTUS now. And so we all see, okay, this fraud, the corruption is there. He's just got to use his war powers, his emergency order at this point, because we don't have a constitution. We no longer have law.
You're referring to the executive order that he created in 2018, which if he feels like there was foreign intervention in an election, he can actually declare martial law. That's what you're advocating for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
All right, Zeke, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Louisiana. Ron is joining us on line one. By the way, we've got a phone line open, 888-340-3373. Ron, real quickly, what's your thought?
Yes, hey, I just want to let people know that it's still, I think, important to write as many of your representatives, senators, even write other states. I wrote, I'm in Louisiana, but I wrote all the legislators and Republican legislators in Michigan. And within 30 minutes, I wrote with email.
Right.
And within 30 minutes, my son in Ohio wrote me and said, I called and said, hey, Daddy, have you been writing Michigan? I said, yeah. He said, well, a friend of ours is a clerk in the state legislature in the state legislature in Michigan. And she called my wife and said, is this your father-in-law that's that sent all these letters? And I thought, wow, that's amazing, because I expected them to end up in some bin somewhere, email bin. But we've got to keep our voice out there to keep this moving forward.
I agree with you, Ron. Thank you for your call. Thank you, more importantly, for doing that. This last week, before the SCOTUS case had been rejected, I encouraged every attorney general to be contacted from all 50 states to encourage their state to join the cause. And, you know, we got about 18 of them on board. It was kind of cool. All right, two phone lines open, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Part of tonight's show being brought to you by my good friends at Byrna. self-defense launchers. If you have not seen the Byrna do its work, if you live in a place where handguns are very hard to come by, it's okay. These things are legal. No background check. No permits necessary. MyByrna.com. Stay with us.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
604-2575 or visit Landmark. All right, welcome back. Good to have you with us. It's live from New York. And, you know, it's not show that shot of Times Square one more time, guys. This is not normally the size crowd we have at this stage of December. It's a good size crowd, but that's kind of our COVID Christmas crowd right there. Normally, it's every square inch of that is covered in people that are busy doing their things. And I got to tell you, it's so sad. It's so sad. New York is so sad this year. I am the biggest advocate for New York City when it comes to the holidays. There is no place that does Christmas like New York City. The decorations, the stunning, stunning decorations of all the retailers on Fifth Avenue and are near Rockefeller Center, and they do the tree. We got the sick Charlie Brown Christmas tree this year at Rockefeller Center. They found the biggest giant version of the sick Charlie Brown Christmas tree they could find. And then our governor claims he's going to go be the attorney general for Joe Biden or something. And I don't know. I'm so over that by this point in time. But I was very pleased to see the Army-Navy crowd respond to the president. I may replay that for you before we're done this hour. But I want you to hear a little bit more from Sidney Powell, who was, again, on Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs is killing it. He's using his platform the right way to get the truth out about what happened in the election. Sydney says she's got a lot of the how and the why that they've been able to wire together, to piece together the pieces of maybe the biggest conspiracy that's ever been perpetrated against the United States. Take a listen.
Well, we've known from early on in our independent investigation that the entire system was created for the benefit of Venezuela and Hugo Chavez to rig elections to make sure he continued winning. And then it was passed on to Mr. Maduro to do the same. And we know it was exported to other countries by virtue of some of the Dominion executives that proceeded to go about and essentially sell elections to the highest bidder. We know, for example, that Mr. Rodriguez has been on TV incessantly trying to and actually mocking the United States. He is one of the highest
Venezuelan television.
Yes, Venezuelan television. And he's been one of the leaders of the whole election stealing project. But keep in mind, Venezuela has been highly influenced by the Chinese, and we know from filings with the SEC and otherwise that the Chinese put $400 million into Dominion only 4 weeks before the election, and they shared office space with George Soros companies as well as the leadership of Lord Malik Brown in the UK and Canada. It is a very concerning and troubling and illegal web of conduct, that all of which focused on rigging the election in this country. And we're seeing the results in multiple states where we're now identifying specific votes flipped, like in a couple of Georgia counties. In fact, Coffee County, Georgia, just yesterday, I believe, refused to certify the results of the election in Coffee County because of the vote disparities and flipping. We're getting more and more evidence out of other counties across the country about the same kind of conduct. We knew from Antrim County, for example, in Michigan, that 6,000 votes magically were flipped on election night. I think the cause of that is going to become more and more apparent as we proceed in the investigation. And frankly, our National Security Agency and Defense Intelligence Agency need to be all over this immediately. The evidence is overwhelming and extremely troubling that this has been going on, and it didn't just start this year.
All right, so let me just piggyback on that. She mentioned Antrim County. I mentioned that earlier in the hour. Antrim County is where Dominion came into our vocabulary. We didn't know about Dominion until Antrim County. That was the 6,000 votes that belonged to Trump. They got put over in Biden's column. They discovered the error. They blamed, by the way, a staffer. But it turns out today that the lawyer leading the effort for the forensic audit said, "We found proof that it wasn't human error at all. It was computer. It was they you were patched into it. That's how it happened." Now this week, and let's pull up my video of the AG. So this week, it came to my attention that the AG in Michigan was refusing to release the audit from the forensic work. She has an obligation to share those results. She was saying, in fact, I'll hold off on this for now because I don't want to be late for the break. But she was saying that she was not going to release the audit results. And when that was made public, it really begged a question as to why you wouldn't do that. See, a judge said that a third party could go into those Dominion machines in Anne Arundel County and they could do a complete forensic on it, and they did. They went in and they took images of all of the settings. They were there for 8 hours. They tore the thing apart bit by bit, getting all the fingerprints, all of the electronic, getting everything that they could from the guts of that machine, and they are ready to release their report. We were told that they were going to be allowed to release the report. For some reason, the Attorney General and the Secretary of State, both of whom are elected Democrats in Michigan, have intervened and said, no, we need you to not allow the disclosure of the audit. Well, what good was the audit if we're not going to know what happened to the audit? What good are the results if we don't know what the results actually say? This stuff makes no sense. None at all. Let's slip a phone call in here before we go to break. William in North Carolina, you're on with Kevin McCullough. Good evening. Glad you're here.
Hey, Kevin, appreciate your show and the work that you're doing.
Thank you.
Yeah, that audit is very confusing. I would think that if it was an independent group, they would be able to release it without the permission of the government officials. But I guess there was probably some prior legal commitment of some kind. And then there's... Secondarily, just very quickly, I think if we would leverage folks and have them call the state Senate leaders and state House Rep leaders in each of the pivotal states, just kind of really call and just ask that folks, that they can send electors, but even though they're going to vote on Monday, they can send another slate of GOP electors, just put a lot of pressure on those leaders between the 14th, perhaps, and the end of the year. So that we have another set of competing electors that will be in the mix.
You know, that's a great idea, William. I hadn't thought of that. I'm so glad you called. Thank you for calling. Thank you so much for being here. That's a great idea. Call your legislature, particularly in the swing states, and ask them to send two sets of electors, the ones who should be there and the ones that Joe Biden wants. Kevin McCullough coming right back live from... Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
That's a little bit sad for Fifth Avenue. Oh, there we go. There we go. That's what I thought was going to happen. Look at that light show. If you're watching on the stream, that is why people come to New York for the holidays. We just do it better than everyone else. But there's nothing to come here for this year. There's no Carnegie Hall. There's no Lincoln Center. There's no Broadway. There's no shows anywhere. All the restaurants are going to no indoor dining as of Monday. Thank you, Andrew Cuomo, you tyrant, bigot, Nazi. Anyway, it's really sad, but please pray for us in New York. We need freedom back. Anyway, I wanted you to, if you missed the beginning of the show, I wanted you to see this one more time. This was the president when he stepped out on the field at the Army-Navy game today. And I think it says everything. Just watch and listen. I know that there are some people that said, you know, that Joe Biden had as much support from the military in the election as Donald Trump did. No. Those midshipmen, those cadets today. And by the way, this isn't his first time to be at the game, and they didn't really do that the last time he was there. But man, did they give him a commander-in-chief welcome like I've never heard from a president that has attended the game. And I think it's because they know their lives are safer because he's there. He's brought more soldiers home than he sent out. He started no new wars. First president in the last 8 that haven't done that. It's pretty remarkable when you think about it. And it's another reason why I believe he was overwhelmingly elected. We just have to define, describe, document the cheating, and history will know. But Donald Trump, 11 million more voters 4 years later than he had, and no president's ever lost when he's expanded his lead. Obama won re-election with 4 million fewer voters than he had 4 years before. There's no way in heck the man that didn't campaign beat him on a scale like that. Not even close to possible. So it's not time to give up the fight, not just yet. But we're taking more of your calls as we head into hour number 2, because I really want to dig into this Anne Arundel County effort. We're going to hear from a state legislator that is actually pressing to get the access to those voting results faster. And we will discuss that and take more of your calls. What do you want to see the president do? What do you want to see happen? What do you want to see the legislatures do? Do you want to see the state legislatures appoint electors and decertify their state's votes? 888-340-3373. Hour number 2 is coming up next, right here, Radio Not Live. Have a chance with you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar, and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.